Hey guys, welcome back to the Seek First podcast. Hope you guys are doing amazing. Hope you guys are blessed. I'm enjoying today. Got my Tim Hortons coffee going. And right now I'm actually doing some work online right now. I'm actually working on an online training course in evangelism. So I'm super excited to share with you guys more on that in the future. But for now, let's get into the episode. So if you guys didn't check out the previous episode, I encourage you guys to do so. We were diving into Hebrews 4:12, and I'm going to read that for you guys right now just to recap. So Hebrews 4:12 goes, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the hearts." So this was a powerful verse for us to get back into this podcast, really setting the foundation of why it's important for us to get into scripture together and to even challenge each other to memorize these verses. So the next verse that we're going to dive into, and it's one of my favorite topics, is your mindset. So it's Romans 8:6, and it goes, "The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace." And so I'm going to read with you guys another translation. New King James Version goes, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Wow. Super powerful verse and a great reminder on how important it is, because if you're carnally minded, it'll lead to death. Spiritually minded, life and peace. So I'm going to share with you guys a little bit about what that means. One of the Webster's dictionary, I believe it says, spiritually minded, having the mind set on spiritual things, filled with holy desires and purposes. And I feel like that actually kind of clarifies what it means pretty well. So one of the things that it says in Romans before the verse, it says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit, the things of the spirit." So I feel like the verse before that really talks about what it means, right? And the verse after that, verse 7, says, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be." So really, being spiritually minded implies being God conscious. I'm reading here what I have written down here is, "You are spiritually minded when your mind is set, fixed, or focused on God and not on yourself, on other people, or your circumstances or situations. Being spiritually minded is being preoccupied with God's thoughts. It is setting your thoughts and affections on God. It is meditating on God's love, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, power, and miracles, even in the midst of your storm. When your mind is set, stayed, or fixed on God, you will experience and manifest God's kind of peace in spite of your circumstances, challenges, or trials." And another thing is, to be spiritually minded is walking by faith and not by sight. Being spiritually minded implies refusing to be controlled, dominated, influenced, ruled, or governed by your five natural senses, what you can see, hear, feel, taste, or touch. And lastly, spiritual minded is to be heavenly minded. In Colossians 3:2, it says, "Being spiritually minded is setting your mind on things above and not on things on the earth." So that's the encouragement for this episode here, is to really set our minds on things above and really get our thoughts away from the carnal thoughts of this world and set our minds on things above, and that will lead us to peace and life, as it says in Romans 8:6. So I encourage you guys to memorize this verse, because it's a good one if we're battling with any kind of negative or thoughts that are not from God, carnal thoughts. Then we can repeat this verse so that we can be led into life and peace together. So I challenge you guys in that. This is going to be a quick episode, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. You never know what to expect with this podcast. It'll be some long form episodes, some short form, whatever I feel in my heart to share. So this is what I felt to share. And so this weekend, I pray that you guys would focus your thoughts on God. So let me just pray for you guys quick. So Father God, in Jesus' name, I just pray for everyone listening today that God, their thoughts would be fixed on you, that God, we would be led to peace and life as we are spiritually minded and thinking about good things, thinking heavenly thoughts, Lord. And so I just pray that we would focus on that in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, we're so thankful for the word. Don't forget to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I got some more updates coming up to the website and the brand. So go to seekfirstbrand.com for more updates in that area. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. And if you did, give it a like, subscribe, share it to others. And we got more coming up. So stay blessed, guys. Peace.